Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Zone, coming to you live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studio. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only casino resort. Now, here's Justin Agri and DJ Williams on the Buzz Radio Network. 10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain, and 100% reason to remember the name. This broadcast of The Zone is brought to you by Bath Makeover of Arkansas. Tired of your old bath or shower? They offer a wide range of bath and shower designs perfect for any bathroom. Check them out online at bathmakeoverar.com.
Yes, yes indeed, that is me. All right, welcome into The Zone. We are on the road today, and you just heard it, Bath Makeover of Arkansas. That's DJ Williams. I'm Justin Acri. The Wizard's back in the studio, kicking it. Chuck's here too, but that's not really germane. That's my word of the day. That's not really relevant.
Germane?
Germane.
What's germane got to do with it?
Germane. I dropped it on the morning guys today. It's not germane. It's not pertinent to the discussion.
Pertinent.
Yeah.
What's the origin
of important.
Germane?
Yeah.
The origin of that word?
What?
Like germane?
Germane has nothing to do with that country in Europe, I don't think.
It's okay. Germane with a G, right?
Isn't it? That's right. G-E-R-M-A-N-E.
I'm thinking of it as like a name. I know a lot of Germaines.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My brother's name's Germaine.
Germaine Love. There was two Germaine Loves at Arkansas.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Huh. Mm-hmm. All right, so we've got a busy show today. We're going to be here at Bath Makeover of Arkansas. Let me say this. I was talking to our friends here earlier today, and here's my take on the whole thing. Again, if you care what I think. If you're going to go out and buy your significant other something that they don't need, if you're going to do it just because it's Christmas time, why not do something that's good for the both of you?
Yes.
Like, Natalie and I are talking about, like, taking a trip. But otherwise, as we were also talking about redoing a bathroom. And I was like, that's a good idea. Should spend money to redo a bathroom. That's a good move.
A long time ago, a few years back, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, I redid the bathroom upstairs.
Uh-huh.
And I still enjoy it when I walk in.
I'm telling you.
I won't even touch downstairs anymore. I go upstairs to take my showers now.
Having a bathroom or kitchen redone is just a game changer.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, reconfiguring your living room's nice. Changing out a window is great. Mm-hmm. But, dude, when you get a new bathroom, it is money. It's a whole different vibe in there. And that's a very important place to a man.
And here they cover it all, like the whole tear down,
yeah,
paint and all,
yep,
that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I need to talk to them. I got something going on.
What's your most important item in the bathroom? Of all the... all the plumbing pieces.
Water pressure?
No.
Oh.
In general. If I gave you shower, bath, shower, sink area, toilet, and...
shower.
Bathtub.
Shower.
If they're separate, that is.
Yeah.
Shower?
Shower for me.
Not for me, man. The throne.
Toilet.
I think most women would
toilet,
say...
I would say...
I'd say most women would say bathtub, and I think most guys would say toilet.
Yeah.
Oh.
I agree.
Like, you need a premier toilet?
I don't know. That's where I...
That's where you, I think that's where you do most of your business in the bathroom.
There's not
you use
too many,
the toilet more than the shower.
There's not too many toilets that I have set up on that has disappointed me.
Oh, I've had some.
Really?
I'll tell you what bothers me. You ever go, you're used to your toilet, and then you go on the road to a hotel room or somebody else's house, and their toilet's a little low, and you're like, whoa! I mean, that 3 inches,
yeah,
made a huge difference. I almost hurt my back.
All right, fair.
That's way down there.
There are some that are down there.
And also, like, it's funny, like, I'll go to urinals, you know, you go to places around. This has nothing to do with a home makeover.
Yeah.
Although you can get a urinal put in your house.
You ever seen one of those? I've seen that in the house one time.
Yeah, I've never seen it in a house.
But I've been to somewhere, and this is, you guys are going to crack up. But, like, we were at a place the other day, we were at a football game. I can't remember, maybe we were Southern Utah. And somebody came back in, they're like, oh my gosh, you go in the bathroom? I was like, yeah. I was like, I had to pee up in an arc to get it into the toilet. I mean, urinal was way up there. I was like, what are we doing? I mean, is everybody around here 6'3"?
I guess so.
Come on, guys. Hook up a little guy.
Oh.
Anyway, that is beside the point. But we're going to talk to Ron about that. So Michael Felder is going to be on this 11:30. Kevin Kelly's popping in. Red White Report brought to you by UAMS Health Ortho. Now we've also got Coach Simmons coming on at 12:30. They're taking on UT Permian Basin this Saturday, looking for a big crowd. It's a big opportunity, and they are doing things that we may never see happen again. I was telling DJ Christian, and I'm waiting to wrap your head around this. It's just wild. It's just insane. There's a player for Harding named Braden Jay that we've talked about. He's an Arkansas native. He is averaging the most disgusting thing I've ever seen. He is averaging 12.3 yards a carry.
Wow.
He has 49 touchdowns. And I don't know. I don't know if this like counts. I guess
this
all,
season.
Yes,
for his career.
Oh, okay.
For his career, all classifications. I think he may be the leader in the history of college football.
He has 49 touchdowns for his career.
Yeah, 49 touchdowns for his career. But he has 12.3 yards a carry, which I would say Coach Simmons is really screwing up. Kid needs more carries.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Carries.
Anyway. He says, to be on this list, you have to have at least 300 rushing attempts, and apparently he does now after last weekend.
He has 301.
Okay, so 301, and the previous leader is a guy named Daryl Henderson, 8.2 yards a carry. This kid's at 12.3.
So this will stand forever.
Ever. Guys like Melvin Gordon, the great Wisconsin back, Felix Jones was fifth all-time, 7.7.
Wow, all-time.
Mike Rozier. Going back to the 80s, that's a guy you don't remember. Mike Rozier was a Heisman. I don't know if he won it, but he was a candidate for Heisman at Nebraska. Great runner. Kajana Carter from Penn State. I mean, I'm just going through. Javid Best, remember him? Great player.
He's a good running back.
Very much so. Anyway. So we're going to talk to him about that and their matchup with UT Permian Basin this week. So UT Permian Basin, pretty good team. Defensively, only giving up 18 points a game.
Do you know who holds the record for a single season?
For
yards per carry?
I do not know that.
Jackie Robinson.
I'm sorry?
The Jackie Robinson.
From USC?
UCLA.
UCLA, wrong school.
Yeah.
What did he average?
12.2.
What do you mean, the Jackie Robinson?
Well, there's no way that he averaged 12.2, and that's the record, if Braden Jay's averaging 12.3 for
Well, I mean, he may...
For one season.
That's what I'm saying. If
that's
his
a good
average
point.
For his career is 12.3...
I guess this is just FBS, probably.
Okay, that could be. I'll buy that.
He only carried it 42 times, though.
That's enough for it.
Didn't count.
Did you? Who did?
Jackie Robinson.
Did you say Jackie Robinson carried it 42 times?
I did. Three. It's a good catch.
Get it?
Wait, are you serious, though?
Yes, he played football.
Okay, all this is true.
See, the 42 carries?
And the 42 carries?
42?
Wait a minute.
42?
That's why he was 42?
He's like, I don't want to
play.
He's don't give me 43rd carry.
What was his number there? No, this will be insane.
Well, it wasn't 42, I bet, but maybe it was. Could have been. He's running back.
I'll look it up.
Look it up. All right, so we got to talk about the playoff. We got the new rankings last night, and I have concerns, and a lot of people do, and I appreciate the fact that a lot of people are beating this drum.
What is going on?
I'm trying to find a little gif to put up here.
You put in bathroom makeover and all type of stuff came up.
When the going gets tough, the tough get going. That's what we're doing today. That's going to be it. All right, so Dave Portnoy and others are beating this drum now. BYU is getting screwed. And BYU, listen, they can control their own path here. If they win against Texas Tech, they are 100% in the playoff as the Big 12 champion. But if they lose at 11-2, they're probably out by the way things look today. Should they be, though? I think a lot of people would argue, nah. Their schedule's really good. I think their strength of record is sixth in the nation. And again, I'm not a BYU honk by any means. But, I mean, let's give credit where it's due. DJ and I are of the opinion, too, that people are sleeping on Vanderbilt. The fact that they're 10-2 is gross that they're not even going to have a shot to get in the playoff. There is no path for them in. Texas is 9-3. They got no path in. You know, Miami's on the outside looking in today, but they've got a shot. The one that they're giving a pass to that bothers me, and they did move down one spot at least, is Notre Dame. Notre Dame's record in no way is indicative of a team that deserves to be in the playoff. Not at all. If we're going to look at the strength of record at all, if it's a factor at all, BYU should be ahead of them. Miami probably should. And Miami did beat Notre Dame head-to-head.
Mm-hmm.
And Texas at 9-3, I understand that. They did lose a third game. So I'm also like, at this point with all these one-loss and two-loss teams, I'm almost like, if you lost a third game, you're out. And you shouldn't have lost to Florida. It's fine to lose to Ohio State, but you shouldn't have lost to Florida. So, But, like, you know, I look at Vanderbilt, they don't have any bad losses. But one was to Texas, so you can't really put them in ahead against Texas, now can you?
I will say Notre Dame's only knock was their non-conference schedule, or they're not in a conference, their scheduling of not having good teams. They did schedule some, what? And then they did schedule, what, two SEC teams?
Well, they scheduled Arkansas. Who else did they play?
A&M.
They lost.
Yeah. I guess Miami, who was a good team last year, expected to be good this year.
They are good this year.
So who are the other teams that...
Their schedule is a joke, dude. I mean, I'm not an anti-Notre Dame guy at all. And again, I don't think you should be bounced just because you have two losses because you didn't play a good schedule. This is the argument for 16. This year is the argument for 16 if there ever was one. And again, it's not always like this, but you lost your first two games. Last year they lost to freaking Northern Illinois. Made it in.
Who do they play year in and year out?
They play teams like...
USC. Every year, pretty much.
They played Purdue and Arkansas, which is not normal. They killed both of them. Boise, not normal, played them. NC State's an ACC matchup, killed them. Southern Cal, they play every year. They beat them by 10. Boston College, whatever, 25-10. Navy, they killed. Pittsburgh, they beat handily. Pittsburgh was a good team this year. Syracuse stunk. They beat them 70-7. Stanford stinks. They beat them 49-20. Their record, their resume is terrible. Their resume is a joke.
A two-loss Notre Dame?
No.
And you don't even put a one-loss?
BYU?
I agree.
BYU's got a better strength of schedule. They have one less loss. They play in a major conference. They play a much better record, but much better schedule. It's a joke.
Wait, is Texas Tech one loss team?
Yes.
They're in the top four, aren't they?
Texas Tech's in no matter what.
Yeah.
Even if they lose?
I don't know. If they lose,
then they're a two loss team.
Aren't they in the top
BYU
four right now?
BYU gets in, and then Texas Tech would be in. So who gets bumped?
Maybe Notre Dame. But maybe Miami gets in at that point. And the other thing is, too, I'm not sure that Texas Tech gets in. If the Texas Tech loses, and they should be in no matter what, I mean, does Alabama get bumped out?
I think
Texas Tech loses in a championship game?
I think if you're top four and you get a loss, you should probably be in.
Here's the other thing. If Alabama loses in the SEC title game, they're out, I think.
Three-loss team?
Yeah, it should be.
Should be.
So.
I mean, we usually say teams get penalized for making the championship game. And
I mean, again, it'd be your third loss, so that's a problem. Yeah. Georgia gets a second loss. What do you do with them? I don't think they're out, but yet here I am making the argument that the team right behind them, Texas Tech, if they go 11-2, they're out.
So right now we have Bama and Georgia in.
Yes.
And if Alabama loses, I don't see you putting a three-loss team in, unless they do what they did for Clemson last year.
And the thing is, there's so many things that are up in the air, right? So if Duke beats Virginia, you have chaos because Duke's out. The winner of UNT and Tulane is in, and then James Madison gets in likely as well. So you're going to have James Madison and I think North Texas is going to be Tulane. James Madison and North Texas in there, and no Vanderbilt, no Texas, no Miami, and no BYU if they lose to Texas Tech. That's a joke.
And potentially no Bama if they lose.
Right.
That's insane.
It's gross. And again, I'm not hating on the young guys, or the smaller schools, rather. But I mean, again, Vanderbilt, their resume is, to me, indicative of a team that should be in. To me, you cannot say Oklahoma should be in above them. I don't know why we're giving Oklahoma a pass. I don't know why Notre Dame's ahead of them. They have no business being ahead of Vanderbilt. Mm-hmm. Vanderbilt's schedule is so much better than Notre Dame's, it's not even close. I mean, they play a much tougher schedule. Their two losses are to Texas and who else did they lose to?
Bama.
Oh, wait, are you talking about Bama?
Talking about Vanderbilt.
Oh, okay, yeah.
They lost to Texas on the road by 3.
And they lost to Bama.
And they lost to Bama on the road by 2 scores. Okay.
Yeah.
That's your record. And you just blew out a good Tennessee team on the road to end the season. You even gave them an exclamation point to make your case. And they're just spitting on Vanderbilt because your name's Vanderbilt. I swear to God, if you change their outfits and put them in a Sooner uniform, they're putting them in over that other Sooner team.
I agree.
It's ridiculous. I'm kind of pissed about the whole thing, if you can't tell.
I can see.
I'm not thrilled about Miami being left out, but again, your league's not as good. Vanderbilt is the one, and everybody's beating BYU's drum right now, and that's fine. I have no problem with that. BYU should be in at 11-1, but the fact that nobody is arguing for Vanderbilt is gross. I mean, I don't know what else they have to do. And they've had a few close wins.
And you have a...
But they win.
And you have a Heisman candidate on your team?
They're sexy, they're fun, they're a great story. Why do the same old with this Oklahoma team that's not any fun to watch? And again, I'm not even bashing Oklahoma, only comparatively, but I'm like, Oklahoma's not fun to watch. But I mean, their 10-2 is not better than Vanderbilt's 10-2 in my book.
If a North Texas and a
James Madison gets in, yeah,
and you leave these teams out,
yeah,
it's a joke.
Well, I mean, that's the way the thing was drawn up. There needed to be some tweaks. And again, this would have been, think about it, if you got all the top 10 plus BYU, Miami, Texas, and Vanderbilt, plus the non-con teams, or maybe just one of those, and you stick in Utah. You tell me Utah couldn't beat most of these teams? You're out of your mind if you don't think Utah could beat most of these teams. Here's Oklahoma's record, right, or schedule. They lost to Texas 23-6, neutral field. They lost to Ole Miss by 8. At home. At home. You cannot tell me that their record or their schedule is better than Vanderbilt's. I don't know what we're doing.
Well, what's their biggest wins?
I mean, they beat
Bama
by 2. Yeah, that was on the road. That's a great win. They won at Tennessee 33-27. That's 6 points.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Vanderbilt just destroyed Tennessee in the last game of the year.
Yeah.
If we're going to do comp scores, and they played Texas closer, and they played at Texas, lost by 3. Oklahoma on a neutral field got beat 23-6. Mm. Give me a break. Give me a break.
It's the Bama effect. If you beat Bama, everybody thinks, ooh. Are we still there with Bama?
I guess.
God, I just don't see them getting bumped, even if they lose the SEC championship game.
Alabama?
Yeah.
You have to. You can't put a 3-loss team in. There's too many 2-loss and 1-loss teams. Yeah, I mean, at that point, if you lose 3, you're out, I think. I'm saying Bama's good, but you also lost to the worst. Of all the teams in the top 10, you have the singularly worst loss of anybody. I don't care if it's game 1 or game 12. It's the worst loss of anybody in the top 10. And I love Florida State and I love Mike Norvell, but that is the worst loss of anybody, I think. I'd have to go back and really dig through, but I think that's the case.
Mm-hmm.
Ohio State doesn't have any, neither does Indiana. One of those two is going to be in the playoff with one loss. But who did Texas Tech lose to?
Wasn't BYU, was it? Wasn't that BYU's only loss?
I don't know. Texas Tech. Yeah, that BYU lost to Texas Tech pretty handily, too, by the way.
Okay. Yeah, I thought so.
Texas Tech's loss was to, I was going to say Utah, but they killed them. They lost to Arizona State. Okay, you know what? I take it back. That's a sneaky loss. That's not as bad as Florida State, though.
No.
What did Arizona State end up? Arizona State ended up, oh, no, Arizona State's pretty bad.
They made a bowl game, though, didn't they?
Yeah, they're a bowl team.
Yes.
I think if Texas Tech loses, they get bounced.
They should.
No, I don't think so.
Shouldn't.
You think?
Then why should BYU get bounced if they lose?
Because they would have a second loss and they're not ranked as high.
But Texas Tech would have a second loss.
Both should be in.
But only one's going to get in.
Yeah.
It is hard for me to imagine Texas Tech getting bounced out of the playoff. No,
if BYU wins, I think both get in.
I do too.
I don't think you can place a team in the top four and then just drop them out after they lose in a championship game.
I agree. But I think, to DJ's point, it's fair. I don't think it'll happen. Arizona State ended up 8-4, by the way.
That's a solid.
You're right. So, yeah, okay, I'm going to stand by my previous statement. Alabama's got the worst loss. Alabama has no argument if they lose. Quit complaining. I don't want to hear it. You're outside. Go away. Notre Dame doesn't deserve to be in. BYU or Miami or Vanderbilt all deserve to be in ahead of a Notre Dame. And I can make an argument for Texas, but I won't cry for Texas because, A, it's Texas. B, they got 3 losses.
Right.
But anybody with half a brain can see this as a joke, and they got a lot to account for.
And I think the teams we're talking about actually got a chance to make a run.
I think all these, yeah,
I agree.
You know? That's what's fun. This is the way it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
For all this complaining and crying about how, like, oh my gosh, you know, we're screwing the sport up, and it is a mess. By the way, Ole Miss's offensive coordinator decided he's going to come back and coach them.
Why is he allowed to do that?
That's nice.
I don't know. And I'm like, what's the difference? If you're going to let a guy who's going to LSU come in, unless you're going to like keep him on staff.
They want to have an opportunity to win. They started
don't have anybody.
They started practicing, and they were like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
We kind of need somebody to steer this ship.
They're like, we got the defensive tackle calling plays for the offense.
As long as it's not Kiffin. But can you try to call plays like Kiffin did, please?
Yeah, the other thing is, I don't know how much difference it makes. But, I mean, if you're going to hire Charlie West Jr. and keep him on staff, that's fine. But, I mean, bringing him back in, it's like, how can he not do the same thing they were worried about Kiffin doing, which is, allegedly, like, they were worried about, like, him talking to players or, you know, again, it's just not a good look.
Well, I think it's starting to set in that, like, we could actually win a national championship. Might as well try to give it our best shot.
Do you think they can win a national championship?
Yes.
Do you think this is a national championship?
A one-loss SEC team? Yes.
I'm not talking about a one-loss SEC team. I'm talking about a rudderless ship.
Yes.
It's a really nice ship.
I think somebody like Charlie Wise Jr.
Yeah.
He's been around the game so long. He understands what Kiffin wants. Kiffin's not going to bring him there if he didn't think he was capable. And so you'll see a little bit of a fall off, but I don't think it'll be much.
I don't think Ole Miss is significantly better than a lot of these teams, though.
I don't think they can win it, but they have to believe that they can.
I agree. I mean, look, I'm not sure how good Ohio State is yet. And this Indiana game is going to tell me a lot. I mean, I think Ohio State's really good. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, the most confident thing with Ohio State is their defense is insane.
They didn't get pushed the entire year.
You know?
No, they have the second best record against the spread of anybody in the nation.
Yeah.
Do you know who's got the best record against the spread in the nation?
Who?
Texas Tech.
Mm.
Wow. They have dominated.
You think Indiana, Ohio State's going to be close?
Yes, absolutely. And I think Indiana might win the game. And if you're going to give me the 4 points, I'll take Indiana.
Wow.
I believe that.
I think Ohio State wins by 10+.
I hope you're right.
Mm-hmm. Why do you hope I'm right? Why would you?
I just
hope,
I hope there's a clear-cut winner. Because here's the thing. I do think Ohio State's schedule is a little iffy.
It is.
I haven't looked through. I was looking at it the other day, but I have to look at it.
But you play who you play, and they dominated. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did. Also, they just handled Michigan. But Michigan's, I mean, I don't want to say this. I don't think Michigan's yelling at me. But Michigan is, I mean, they're not a great passing team. They're a little one-dimensional. It was a snowy, crappy day, but it was a home game for Michigan. So that was a good win for Ohio State, for sure, the way they played. They killed Rutgers. They killed UCLA, who sucks. They won at Purdue, who stinks. They beat a Penn State team without their head coach. They won at Wisconsin, who's awful. They beat Burt on the road 34-16. They killed Minnesota, who's awful. They won at Washington, who's okay. They beat Ohio. And they crushed Grambling 70-0 to start the season. Oh, no, they lost. I'm sorry, they beat Texas first game. So they got a couple, three quality wins. Again, I think this Indiana team is the clear-cut best team they've played all year, with all due respect to Texas.
I think so, too.
Okay. Sure. Yeah. If they win by 10+, Christian, I'm going to have a hard time not just thinking they're going to roll through the playoffs, too.
Right.
But maybe on a given day. That's what's fun about these games.
Question of the day before we hit the break?
Sure as hell didn't expect Notre Dame to be in the finals last year. So, yes, please.
How many wins will Ryan Silverfield average over his first 3 years at Arkansas?
That's a great question.
Yeah, I wonder who came up with it. Your options are 4 or less, 5, 6, or 7+.
4 or less, 5, 6, or 7. That's perfectly worded. Good work. Off the top of my head, I'm going to say he's going to average. I think the 5-6 range is good. I'd say 5.5, but in 3 years, would you guess 18 wins or would you guess 15 wins?
DJ, off the top of your head, how many wins is he getting year one?
I said this yesterday. I think 5.
Okay. I'm going to go 4.
You know, it's wild. Nowadays, when you say 5, you're like, whoa.
That's aggressive.
That's sad.
No, it doesn't seem like a whoa to me, but again, I'm going to reiterate what I said yesterday. You got to quit scheduling these non-con games. You're not there. You need bums. You need to schedule 3 bums
now,
and then pray to God you can win 3 conference games.
Yep, I agree. Especially now that it's went to 3.
Yep.
I'm going to go 5 here. Just because year one, he could win like 3 or 4. And then he could win 6.
The other piece of the puzzle, Christian, that none of us have off the top of our heads, we know what they look like next year, but I don't know what their schedule looks like in the next 2 years.
Yeah.
I don't know what their non-con schedule is, and I don't know where they're playing everybody and how the cycle worked with playing SEC teams home and away. So
I'll say this, too. It's kind of hard to answer that question without knowing who his staff is and what the roster looks like.
Is there anybody he's going to put on staff that's going to change your thoughts on what the outcome is going to be unless he names some type former head coach as DC? Like, if he brings in...
I was going to say it would be the defensive staff.
If he hires Will Muschamp as his DC, it might intrigue me.
Yeah.
You know, that might change my thinking. You need a psycho like that. I'd love that.
And I want to see what happens in the portal as well.
Yeah. Here's one thing you can count on Razorback basketball. By the way, they're on the court tonight against Louisville, and they are a dog at home. Not very often that you see Arkansas as an underdog at home, but they are by a couple points tonight. It's a very high-scoring team for Louisville, so Arkansas will absolutely be tested for... Trey, thank you. I was looking for the 27 schedule, though. I don't know what's going on beyond this next year. But anyway, I will tell you, if you want to get tickets, there are still some available. I'm assuming most of the lower bowl has been sold out, but there's only one way to know. Go to SimmonsBankArena.com. Tip-off is Saturday, 3 o'clock, Fresno State. Hogs and Dogs in North Little Rock. So if you're looking for a fun afternoon activity, you're not going to do much better than that one, folks. go see our friends over in North Little Rock. Enjoy yourself a little Razorback hoop time. Oh, yeah. And I think we're going to have tickets to give away. I need to double check on what our numbers are. But we need to, Chuck, we need to follow up on that, like, now.
USC played Notre Dame that year, by the way.
So let's get on that. USC played Notre Dame what year, buddy?
The year we were talking about when Auburn got bumped.
Oh, we were talking about earlier, well, the year was it was the BCS year, and Auburn was undefeated, and we ended up with USC and Notre Dame.
Was that Manti Te'o year?
No, he lost to Alabama.
Brady Quinn?
Could be. Did he make the finals?
I thought he lost to Ohio State.
You'd have to look at it. I'd have to go back. I like to bring up to the callers right before we go to a break, or the listeners right before we go to a break, about a conversation you and I had before the show that we didn't even refer to at all on the air.
We did talk about it on air.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did.
The Auburn?
Yes.
The BCS?
Yes.
Did we?
Yes, is what we started it with.
I don't remember that.
I do.
I thought it was off the air. Mm-mm. Okay. He brought it all the way back around. Good work.
You guys didn't talk about that.
Thank you. I'm telling you. 10:31. We're back in a sec.
Are you still on the sidelines? Then it's time you suit up and get in the game. Download Arkansas's favorite sports wagering app, Bet Saracen, today.
This is SportsCenter.
A new top four in college football after last week's action. Number one is still Ohio State. Number two is still Indiana. A new number three, that'll be the Georgia Bulldogs. They move up after their win in clean old-fashioned hate. Then Texas Tech jumps up to number four after posting an 11-1 regular season. At number five this week, the Oregon Ducks. Number six, the Ole Miss Rebels with Pete Golding now at the helm. Number seven is Texas A&M after they dropped with their loss to Texas last Friday. Number eight is Oklahoma. Number nine is Alabama. Number 10, Notre Dame. Number 11 is the BYU Cougars, who will take on Texas Tech in the Big 12 championship game. And then number 12 is the Miami Hurricanes. They will not be in the ACC championship game. One big note, Tulane is number 20, North Texas is number 24, and James Madison is number 25, which means if Duke beats Virginia in the ACC championship game, we'll most likely get two Group of Four conference champions in the playoff. I'm Josh Neighbors for the Buzz Radio Network.
Catch Quinn Grovey each Thursday this football season on The Zone. Get insight from one of Arkansas's best, brought to you by Conway Wealth Management. Conway Wealth Management, planning today for your tomorrow. Take control of your financial future and call or visit Conway Wealth Management today, 501-358-3994.
Or visit conwaywealthmanagement.com.
Securities and financial planning offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA SIPC.
Superstars Joe Klein and Pat Bradley for Arkansas's number one sports app, Bet Saracen.
Joe, you know the main difference between Bet Saracen and those other guys?
Definitely. Easier to navigate. Always good parlays. Plus, lots of fun choices, like ping pong, right there on the app.
But the real difference are those special promos.
Brand new players get a 100% profit boost just for downloading the Bet Saracen app.
Gambling problem? Call 800-GAMBLER.
I'm Dr. Lowry Barnes. When it comes to orthopedic care, there's no place like the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. We built this hospital just for you, with state-of-the-art surgical suites, advanced technology, and the state's largest group of fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeons. It's the best place in Arkansas to get you moving again. And if you need urgent orthopedic care, UAMS Ortho Now is right here for you at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health, where motion lives and service leads.
For over 30 years, Pickup Truck Accessory Warehouse has been Arkansas's truck accessory headquarters and the only stop for all your truck parts and accessories. If it goes on a truck, Pickup Truck Accessory Warehouse has got it. And that includes upgrading your truck with Vortex spray liners. Tough, durable, proudly made in the USA. Their spray liners can protect your truck for years to come. Call Pickup Truck Accessory Warehouse at 501-568-0040 to schedule your spray. Or stop by 65th and University.
Each day at the Arkansas School for Mathematics, Sciences, and the Arts begins with curiosity and ends with discovery. In labs, studios, and beyond, learning takes shape in bold ways. As a tuition-free residential high school, ASMSA brings together students from across Arkansas to live, learn, and grow in an early college community. ASMSA, where talent thrives. Begin your journey at asmsa.org/thrive.
You're listening to The Zone with Justin Akre and DJ Williams. You like what you hear? Well, check out our video stream on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and Twitch.
Some wind up in the Hall of Fame. Some go down in the blaze of glory. Some people never, ever make a name. But change the game in someone's story.
We're back on the road today. Bath Makeover of Arkansas. Ron Jumper is with us. DJ is here, too. Tell me about that conversation we had 2 weeks ago off the air.
I thought it was.
I'm just kidding. Bad. We've been talking about football since we sat down. This is why I like when you get here early so we can chit-chat about dumb stuff like that.
and then forget when we talked about...
That's the best, though. We don't remember if it was on the air or off the air. That's how good our conversations can be. Anyway, we are here, and I was encouraging people, Ron, earlier about, you know, don't buy yourself or somebody else in your family or your significant other another stupid sweater, tie, or another pair of like Christmas pajamas with your face on them. Like, do they really need that garbage? Do something for your house. Do something for your family, something that's going to pay dividends. And as opposed to throwing money away on stuff that you don't need, how about you throw it away on or spend it on something that you do need and has an impact on a resale.
Right, actually, increase the value of your home. You know, for the same price as that new gym membership you're not really going to use, you could finance your new bathroom, right?
That's true.
I mean, it seems like a smarter investment to increase the value of your home. And depending on your situation, if you're having health issues or things like that, and maybe you're having trouble climbing over a bathtub and need a nice new walk-in shower with all the safety and accessibility features and it'll help you age in place, then that's what Bath Makeover of Arkansas specializes in.
I got it. Well, when we come here, you guys usually have some kind of special happening. What's going on with you guys right now?
Well, we just kicked off our year-end sales event, so it's half-off labor. We want to make sure we keep those crews busy during these winter months, keep them rocking and rolling. We've got 13 install crews that we've got to keep rocking and rolling, installing at least 26 bathrooms a week. So this is a time for us where we want to make sure we...
You say a week?
A week.
Good God.
If your significant other was going out of town and you want to surprise them with a bath makeover, how long would it take to get it done on the calendar? And how long would it take, you know, once you guys started the work to get it finished?
Well, so the product lines all have different timelines.
Okay.
So depending on how custom you got there. So we've got our rapid response packages that are just more standard white and biscuit. And then we've got all the way on up to our custom Grazzi collection, Italian cultured marble, and if it's a custom size, that could take obviously a lot longer. So it can kind of depend there. Now, the actual job itself, if you've just got one of those simple fiberglass bathtubs, that's like an hour demo. We could be done that day on taking out your bathtub and putting in a new walk-in shower. Depends on what you've got. If you've got one of those old cave showers with avocado green, you know, hot pink, baby blue, you could call it a smoker's yellow, and you finally decided today is the day we're going to get this out of here, then, you know, that takes a little bit longer to get all that out. So that might add an extra day or so to the job. And it depends if we're doing flooring, countertops, toilets, vanities, you know, all that kind of stuff can add time to the job. Most jobs are between 1 and 3 days, and rarely does it go over 4 or 5.
Is there a way to, I'm sorry, DJ, is there a place to see some before and after photos? Do you guys have those?
Absolutely. So that's one thing we're really proud of, is we feel like we do a really good job with our Facebook page and all of our socials, Instagram as well, putting up 2 or 3 new before and afters every week. And it's also showing all the fun towns we go to. So, you know, we'll put a before and after picture up of a job we just completed last week in Mena or Corning or wherever, and sometimes people will call us and be like, oh, I didn't realize you'd come all the way out to, you know, service us. We service the entire state of Arkansas, so a lot of times people don't realize that they think we just service a small radius around Little Rock, but no, we cover the entire state.
How often are people surprised of what they can do with their space? I have an older home, and you know, back then you got the bathroom, then there's a door before you go into where the toilet and the shower is, and then they got this thing where you put your towels and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And it looks at first like, I don't know if I have enough room to get done what I want to get done.
Sure.
Are y'all able to give them an idea and maybe a little bit more optimism? Like, well, you don't have to extend anything. We can work with this.
So that's one thing that we're able to do. We stress a lot that we're not just local, but we're custom. Those are probably the two talking points that we stress the most. And on the custom side, so someone like you that's got an odd-sized shape space, but you're also wanting to move this wall.
We're still talking about bathrooms.
I
saw Justin's face over there light up so you've got an odd size space in your bathroom, and maybe you've got an idea for, can I move this here, can I move that there?
Well, most of our competitors, their shower bases are only certain sizes. You can have 60 by 30, 48 by 32, da, 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 da. There's these set sizes, and they have to stay within those parameters. We have a product line that we can do shower bases up to 100 by 100, any size you want.
100 by 100?
Imagine that. Wow.
So if you had like a big battery. So if you know, and obviously most people don't need 100 by 100, but let's say you had an odd size thing, or after we moved this wall you're talking about and did what you wanted, it was going to come out to 68 by 37. Mm-hmm. Well, nobody else could do a 68 by 37 base. We're the only bath company in Arkansas that could do that.
Nice.
Do you guys do any new construction or just make?
We do all of it. So we do new construction. We do residential. We also are doing a lot of commercial work. So we work a lot with apartments, hotels, housing authorities, you know, whatever the case may be, for commercial projects as well. And the reason why commercial projects we do well getting those is because most companies are smaller. They only have one or two crews, and they can only get, and it takes them 3 to 5 days per bathroom. We just did a job up in Northeast Arkansas where we sent 3 crews up, and we knocked out 10 bathrooms in 1 week.
I just think a little too much. If
yeah, keep going.
Hey, thinking's good. Glad the wheels are turning.
Is it a big expense or something maybe you don't need to worry about when you look at your makeup at your bathroom? You'd be like, well, my shower head is over here. Mm-hmm. Is it going to cost a lot to move plumbing and all the connections to the other side? Or is that something you could probably...
So just flipping the plumbing from left to right is not that bad. Mm-hmm. That's actually pretty nominal. And an extra hour or two of plumbing, where that's not too bad. Now, what's more expensive is if you have just a regular shower out of your wall, right? Out of the sidewall, but you want to run like a rain head through your ceiling. Mm-hmm. And you got to run plumbing lines all the way up the wall, over through the ceiling and down, like a big fancy rain head, shower head uh-huh. coming down. That's a little more custom. That can be a little bit more expensive than just flipping from left to right.
Okay.
Great question, though.
That is like a good question. You guys do financing here?
Yes, and that's another thing to keep in mind around the holiday season. A lot of people are taking advantage of our 18-month no-interest, no-payment financing.
Ooh-wee.
So no payments until 2027. So, you know, if you're worried about your Christmas budget or what have you, then, you know, you can take advantage of that 18-month no-interest, no-payment.
Do you guys do sinks? Everything?
Yes, so we will switch out. So if you hire us to do the wet area, you come in and hire us to take out that old bathtub, put in a nice new walk-in shower, then we can switch out a sink for you, switch out the vanity, do the flooring, the toilet.
You guys do countertops and all that?
We can do countertops as well. And one thing that's good about the countertops, so sometimes people will pick a color palette that they want for that bathroom, and the countertop is similar color to the shower, but not exact, right? So our Grazzi collection, you can have a matching shower and countertop with the same Grigio, Panair, Volpe, Dano, all of our colors in our Grazzi collection. You can match your countertop to the shower, so it matches perfect.
What's the hot thing as far as, and I know some of this is trendy, what's the hot thing as far as like finishes going right now?
So our new Trinity collection is probably our sexiest new product line, and part of this because it's got some black, it's got some different fun colors in there that's you know, we were getting that request a lot where somebody would want a really sleek new modern with like some blacks and Carrara marble type colors, and so we added this Trinity collection. It's got a nice accent wall down the middle, so you actually get two different wall panels. It might be one color on the outsides and then an accent wall down the middle, and that's kind of a new streaky hot new style that we've been got our
Hey, realtor guy, let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
Let's just say for argument's sake, I spend $20,000 on some new bathroom action.
Whew.
We're doing a couple.
Probably do two for that.
There you go. Bathroom. Okay. So
how much property value?
How much are you going to jack up the price when you sell this bad boy? How much you can tell your client we need to bump this up? Because people love to have projects already done, don't they?
That's tough. If from the realtor side of things, it'd be nice for it to be done. I would just take a look at the market value, what's mm-hmm. going on in your neighborhood, seeing what has changed in the past couple years. That's just from my perspective. You know, are you adding any square footage? I don't know. Those are things I would consider.
Yeah.
But maybe, you know, to a degree, it just depends on what somebody wants. Because I don't know if an appraiser will come in and be like, ooh, I like the way that looks. Let's jack up the, you know.
But if your bathroom's jacked and you get it redone, it's got to be pretty valuable.
I mean, give me a cash buyer. They probably love it.
Yeah.
So you have to look at it comparative to other home improvement investment opportunities. Mm-hmm. Generally speaking, interior, kitchen, and bath give you a better return than exterior, like windows, siding, doors. Generally speaking.
Sure.
If you look at, like, the qualified remodeler list of, on average, what it raises your home value in. And then the other point, too, is it just depends, too, if it's something that needs to be updated, right? Like, it's an eyesore. Like, my house, honestly, my house was all weird cave showers. And, you know, and it was also, I don't know who designed the house. It's a house that was clearly wanted to be intended for a family. Both upstairs bathrooms were showers, and there wasn't a bathtub. Uh-huh. Like, obviously, these are going to be kids' rooms, and this is the playroom. And, mm-hmm. and why would you make both upstairs bathrooms showers and with no bathtub?
Yeah.
You know, at the time when I was moving into the house, my kids were 3 and 6, and I'm like, I need a bathtub for the kids, right?
You prefer it. I mean, you know, if you're worried about things going sideways, nobody's going to drown in a shower. I'll tell you that.
Right. That's true, but it's hard to get a 3-year-old to take a shower. So
there ain't no doubt. Hard to get a 3-year-old to take a bath too.
For the people balling on a budget and they're almost right there and ready to pull the trigger and they're just trying to save a dollar here or there, is it that much of a difference and save money if they decide to do the demo on their own?
No. So the problem for us is the way our installers work is we actually want to do the demo ourselves. For several reasons. Well, one, there's several different problems there. One, you may not do it right. Mm-hmm. Two, and what always happens, I've been doing this for 7 years now, and the first two, every once in a while would let somebody talk me in and convince me to this. Now it's a rule, we don't do this. They would say, oh, can I do the demo, and can we take off this or that? And then it would be time to install the bathroom. We got the materials in, and they hadn't done it. Well, hey, can maybe I not do it? And then it turns into me doing the demo anyway.
Yeah.
But I gave them the discount to not do it. So we've made that as a rule. So for us to warranty it, for us to do everything correct, we do it from A to Z.
Yeah.
If you want us to come in and do it, and you want it done right, and you want me to back it with a workmanship warranty, we do it.
You watch too many home improvement shows on television if you think, we're going to save a lot of money by doing demo.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Those guys are making TV. These people are making a living.
Yeah. House gets flooded. You hit a plumbing line. Just issues.
No. If they wanted me to help out and I could leave a guy, like when I move, I'm jumping in with the movers, right? Because invariably they bring three guys.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm in.
I'm
Let's go.
Way.
What do we need to do?
Yeah.
Let's move it along. But it's by the hour, so it's different.
Yeah.
And they're overseeing everything. Because I'd be like, just throw the TV up there. Like, no. We're not going to do it that way.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll leave it to the pros.
No, it's best just to let our guys come in and do the whole process, right? Because with Bathmaker, we do a great job of when we first get there, we're going to go over everything we brought with you, make sure we brought the correct materials, and you sign off that we brought the correct things that are what you wanted. We're going to go over a project diagram with you. Where do you want every single grab bar, seat, handheld, everything? We're going to map it out to the inch and draw it out on our project diagram. You're going to sign that. And then we're going to lay drop cloths down so that we don't make a mess in your house. And then we'll start the demo, and we'll get everything out and put it, you know, and we'll haul it off for you so everything's cleaner than when we got there. So it's best just let the experts do it. Just let us take care of it A to Z.
Have you ever had, I had a situation, this is 25 years ago, where I bought some new tile and they came in and put the tile in and I was like, I don't think that's the tile. And then they were like, that isn't it. And then they had to rip it all up and put a new tile in.
You didn't tell them how they were doing it?
That's I didn't see until it was done. I was gone. It was at work.
Well, that's not good for anybody, right?
Yeah.
The business doesn't win there either, right?
No.
Nobody wins in that scenario. Uh-huh.
So that's why I love what you talked about. That's what triggered my memory was because you said, you guys meet with them before you start laying anything down and go over and check off this, check off that. Does that look right? Is this what you want? Absolutely. Great. Let's go.
Yep. Our installers show up with a job jacket of five or six, you know, things that they go over before they even touch anything. Because the worst thing we could do is, like you said, demo out your bathroom and then realize we have the wrong size shower base, that we picked up the wrong one out of the warehouse or something like that. It's also why we slow down a little bit, like a week of Thanksgiving we just had. We really just want to, you know, not be too aggressive scheduling installs the week of Thanksgiving. The worst butt chewing I've ever gotten in my life was the first year I did bath makeover, and we were trying to get an install done before Thanksgiving, and it was like the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, and we had the wrong size shower base, but we demoed it out. Whew, I thought that lady was going to come through the phone, and you know, my life was over right there as I knew it today.
Do you have heated toilet seats, yes or no?
Most of the time what we do just to save you money on that is I just charge you a flat labor rate to switch out the toilet, and you pick out whatever toilet you want.
Can I make you got a heated seat one?
You can. You can get whatever you want.
Okay, let's do that. I got a couple
heated
things here.
Seat. I don't know if I would want a heated seat.
Well, I'm not big on heated seats in the car, but most people do dig them. And I will tell you, having a heated seat, like, when you sit on the...
On a toilet?
In the car.
Don't get a little sweaty.
I'm not saying, like, on fire. I'm just saying, like, not cold.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't need to be, like, 112
degrees. Why would your
toilet
seat be cold?
So, I will say, you know...
Is your house cold?
Like, my bathroom's cold. I mean, it's a cold...
I like for it to be cold in my house.
I do, too. Okay. I like my house cold. I like my toilet seat warm, at least.
Ooh, okay.
I mean, I'm going to warm it up in a hurry anyway, but...
I will say I'm not normally a big fan of fancy toilets and bidets and all that, but I had a buddy that invited me for his birthday on a trip out to Denver, and he rented this really cool Airbnb, and this Airbnb had these really fancy toilets that were not just a bidet, but had all these heating and cooling and airflow.
Yeah.
It was an impressive
toilet. That's the last
thing. Impressive toilet.
I
changed my mind on it.
I'm on that thing long enough already. That's the last thing I need is to be comfortable.
That makes sense.
I mean, what do you, like, by the third hour I'm in there, it's just like... I probably should get up.
But then you got about 25 to 35 seconds to get somewhere before the tingling in your feet starts.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, your legs start falling asleep whenever you sit on there.
Yeah, it's worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, makes sense. Well,
We got to hit a break. Yeah. couple things here from our live fan feedback. You can send it to us through our Listen Live button. Big Christian fan, if you want a good laugh, go listen to Locked on Ole Miss. They're saying that they have a better chance to win the college football without Lane. You guys are absolutely drunk.
Whoa.
Rob says, the only thing worse than a cold toilet seat is a warm one. Too warm is probably bad, you're right.
Yeah.
Will is a big OU honk. He says OU has better wins. They don't have a better resume than Vanderbilt. Stop. Well, look at the comp games and tell me that they're better. I just don't. And there's also an eye test. If you don't think that Vanderbilt's better than OU, I'll give OU the edge, slight edge on defense. But OU's offense, I don't think is as good as Vanderbilt's. Mm. And also, I think if the names were reversed, then the positions in the rankings would be reversed too.
Where are we on Mateer? You know, he started. Everybody loved him.
He hadn't been nearly as good since he came back.
Okay.
He also says that Michigan wins a top 20 win. Come on, man. You watch Michigan. And no offense, Michigan's a good team. But really? That's what you're going to hang your hat on?
They Michigan? Were ranked top 20. But
yeah. I'll say this. They both deserve to be in.
Who?
OU and Vandy. OU and Vandy.
I agree.
Yeah.
Letting Weiss come back and be the play caller under Golding as the head coach is a lot different than letting Madden still run the program. Madden? You mean Kiffin, I assume.
John Madden.
Run the program for the next 3 to 4 weeks. Huge difference. Yeah, it is it's a different. I'm just saying, I don't think the impact's going to be that great if he hasn't been calling the plays all year. But also, Jackson says, let's give the morning show a hand on their last 30 minutes. That was really good radio. And not having 22 guests and singing songs all morning. Listen, I've really enjoyed their show this last week. I think they've been great. And I concur. I don't know why you get it. It's like, hey, you guys have done a really good job this week. Way better than the sucky shows you normally put on. Why can't you just say you did a great job this week? Just look at that.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right, DJ, we're going to take a break. We're here at Bath Makeover of Arkansas, and Ron's going to kick it with us.
Yeah.
And you can kick it with them, too. How do they get a hold of you? I guess that's kind of important. We should tell people that.
Well, we're right here at 8215 I-30 West, right off the Gyra Springs exit. But also, if you're interested in getting a free estimate, we can get out to you pretty quick. Honestly, if you give us a call this morning at 1-800-NEW-BATH, that's 1-800-NEW-BATH, we could probably get a design consultant to you this afternoon or first thing tomorrow.
Wow. Let's go.
As we head in, let me tell you about my friends over there at the Wood Grill Buffet. Once again, if you're looking for an opportunity to get out there and eat a lot of food, but you're balling on a budget, what about the best bang for your buck when it comes to all you can eat? The Wood Grill Buffet in Benton off that Congo Road exit. We got over 200 items on that menu. Something for everybody, every picky eater. They're open Thursday through Friday. They got lunch and dining hours. And when I say they got it all, I mean they got it all. Anywhere from nice desserts to steaks, mashed potatoes, sides, shrimp. They got it all. Seafood, surf and turf. They're going to take care of you, and they don't lack that quality either. They do a really good job of prepping it, and it's some really good food. Service, even better. All right, they got great ownership over there, everybody from top to bottom making sure that you have the best experience. And the same thing, too, I want to make sure you know about. You have to push the catering over there. A lot of people don't think about it. You got a big event coming up. Doesn't matter if it's hosting 30 people or 1,000 people for an end-of-the-year banquet. The Wood Grill Buffet, they can take care of you. And it's all going to be packaged up, sent to you, displayed, perfect, ready to go. And it'll be the best dollar that you spent, best bang for your buck. Once again, open Thursday through the weekend. The Wood Grill Buffet off the Conger Road exit in Benton.
Hey everybody, it's Howie at Robert Irwin Jewelers. I want to take the stress out of buying a diamond engagement ring. All you got to do is you're going to come in, we're going to work with you, we're going to find out exactly what you need, and we're going to get the perfect diamond for you. Bigger, brighter diamonds, 5 locations, or online at rijewelers.com.
Bell & Schwartz Gentleman's Store has stores within a store. The Martin Demon Lodge leather goods, accessories perfect for Christmas bags, wallets, gloves, socks, and cigar cases. Name brands Gentile, Cricket Razorback gear, Peter Millar Apparel, and Fiori Athleisure Wear. Bell & Schwartz Quality Men's Clothing, the only store with a tailor on staff for your custom needs. Bell & Schwartz, 1011 Oak Street in Conway, on Facebook and Instagram.
All right, folks, it's that time of year. It's cold outside, which means it's time for court sports. We're talking tennis, pickleball, basketball, all those sports that you can play indoors. Don't let nagging pain affect your ability to enjoy your sports time. QC Kinetics is here to help. QC Kinetics here in Little Rock is going to help you build your body's comeback story, powered by the very cells that built you in the first place. No surgery, no pain pills, no long recovery. Just your body remembering how to feel alive again. With QC Kinetics, healing is within reach. And guess what? Those sports I was mentioning earlier are a bit more fun when you're performing well and you're winning. QC Kinetics will help you get back to those winning ways. Schedule your free consultation today. It's a great time to do it, to use your HSA and FSA for treatments. Call 501-214-5880. That's 501-214-5880. Call QC Kinetics to schedule your free consultation today.
Ray Tucker with good news for enthusiasts of Triumph Motorcycles. Honda of North Little Rock now carries the legendary classics and cutting-edge rides. We have the Bonneville Barber, Daytona 600, the TF450X, the Stunning Evo Specialty Edition, and the Rocket 3 Evel Knievel. You get the idea. Come see us at Honda of North Little Rock, your family fun headquarters.
I'm Allison Greenwood. I live in Pulaski County. I got a notice from my insurance carrier saying that my premium was going up to over $1,000 a month. My insurance agent called me and said, hey, Farm Bureau has a new product. I said, well, tell me more. In less than 24 hours, I was signed up with the Farm Bureau Health Plan, saving over $500 a month, and I was a happy girl.
Farm Bureau Health Plans of Arkansas. Learn more at arfbhealthplans.com.
Hey, it's Randy Rainwater from Drive Time Sports. Wednesday, Rick Schaefer and I have a short show before the Arkansas Razorbacks take on the Louisville Cardinals. So we're packing it all in. How about Carlton Saffa by way of Bet Saracen? Scoop and score with Kevin Bohannon. And HogSports.com's Trey Biddy, thanks to Chris Crane Hyundai and Genesis of Conway. See you Wednesday on 103.7 The Buzz.
If you're loving what you hear on The Zone, you should try our video stream on YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, or Twitter. Now let's get back into The Zone.
You should have thought about it before you put that car.
Put that car in drive, and sometimes you're going to find yourself in a situation where somebody does the same thing, but they're not as good a driver as you. Fortunately, accidents happen all the time, and when that does happen, you got to make sure that somebody's on your team, especially when it's the other person's fault. You need somebody to hold that driver accountable. That's where my friends at LeVar Law, they come in, they're going to take care of you. Personal injury attorney, you need one, I'm telling you, this is where you need to go. They got a whole team of attorneys with over 20 years of experience and $58 million in settlements to their clients. Now, like I said car accident, but it doesn't matter if it's a truck, bicycle, anything on the road, they got you covered, even off the road. Dog bites included. They're going to take care of you. So they got multiple locations all across the state. Alan LeVar, leader over there, and he does such a great job taking care of his own people and making sure that they know that they can trust him and his team to get what they are due. If you'd like to learn more information, all you have to do is visit my friends at LeVarLaw.com.
Well, we're not going to have much time to do anything. I've been drawing up the Vandy versus Oklahoma.
Oh,
again,
you're getting it.
Well, I'm with you. I'm not trying to bounce Oklahoma out. I'm just saying if you switch their names, I think Vanderbilt could just as easily be in the top 10 and Oklahoma could be on the outside looking in.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep beating this drum. And also, again, then you have the BYU caveat, too, where they're just completely getting screwed. This is the it's not a very creative or, I don't think, a very effective playoff committee, frankly. So, all due respect to Hunter Yurecek, he's the least of my concerns. The way he handles the interviews with Rich Davis, as he likes to call him. Anyway, much more coming up. We're a Bath Makeover of Arkansas. Next hour, Kevin Kelly, Joe Klein, Red White Report. Arkansas-Louisville tonight on The Buzz. Tip-off at 6:15. It's a weird start time. Whatever.
Heartland Rehabilitation and Care Center in Benton proudly offers compassionate and loving care to our veterans, meeting the unique needs of every veteran who calls Heartland home. Visit HeartlandRehabCenter.com.
Arkansas Roundballers Big Joe Klein and Pat Bradley pontificate on Bet Saracen.
People ask me, what do basketball players know about football?